Most people would consider the country of Syria to be a dangerous place right now. However, here, along this country's border with Syria, the scene is peaceful, even scenic. It's a place of irony, beautiful plateaus next to bunkers and minefields. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
AgroLiquid's full line of crop nutrients offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility. AgroLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. Their crop nutrients can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizers your crop may not need, you're using less and seeing more in your fields, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Go to agroliquid.com to get your crop nutrient game plan.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Perhaps you've thought about visiting Israel and the Holy Lands, but are worried about your safety. Anna Yark shares her perspective from living there over two decades.
What you see in the news is only when it's something happening, drama. In this part of the world, there's a lot of things happening.
Anna was my guide on a recent trip in the country, and she explains that you have to put things in perspective.
Something happens in Iraq or in Syria doesn't affect us in Israel at least immediately either. So it's not that dangerous as people might think. People tend to generalize.
In fact, one of my favorite trips was in northern Israel to the Golan Heights. There you'll find clearly marked minefields and old bunkers from wars with Syria in the 1960s and 70s.
You can look right into Syria, can look right into Lebanon. You see how small our country actually is. When you think about that, the whole country of Israel has the size of New Jersey, which is not pretty big, but on the same time, we are surrounded by neighbors which are not so keen about having us in this neighborhood.
In fact, you can explore a few of the old bunkers and tunnels next to the Syrian border. There are UN peacekeepers here overlooking the demilitarized zone. Israel shares a land border with four nations.
Lebanon, we share a lot of border with them. Syria, both countries where we don't even have the possibility to cross the border into these countries, and they can't come to us. We have a peace treaty with Egypt, which is also one of our neighbors. We have a peace treaty with Jordan, which you know.
For the next few days, we'll take you around Israel and one of her neighbors, Jordan. First, we'll follow the way of the cross and remember the steps of Jesus from the judgment seat to the tomb. That's next time as we travel the countryside in the Golan Heights on Israel's border with Syria. I'm Andrew McCrae.